Hello and welcome home. You're listening to the Tribe Abuja podcast. We hope this message inspires and encourages you to know and make known the truth and love of God the Father as expressed through His Son, Jesus. Let's listen to the message.
Amen. Welcome to church, everyone. We started a series at the beginning of the year called Ambitions, and it's inspired by Romans 15:20. Paul said that I have made it my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ has not been named. Hallelujah. And I said that the goal of the church, as the Lord has called us to make disciples of all nations, I want us, the tribe, to see that the Lord has called us to expand this gospel message into spaces that His name has not yet been named. Because evangelism is not calling others, other Christians, into your church. Are you with me? If that is poaching. That is theft. Do you understand? Unless that person is in a cult and they call it a church, or, you know, is in an abusive relationship with their church. But until then, we are called to make disciples of all nations. Hallelujah. Amen. Called to make disciples, thank you, of all nations. Glory to God. So I want us to dream as big as God. At the beginning of the year, we said we will dream bold dreams. We will pray bold prayers. If all our prayers are, Lord, give me school fees, God, give me rent, God, give me husband, God, give me new shoe, you are praying small prayers. God has mighty ambitions, and His ambition is that the knowledge of Him will fill the earth as the waters cover the sea. Amen. Just as the waters covers the sea, the Lord wants knowledge of Him, the glory of Him, to fill the earth. Glory to God. Can I get a cup of water? Did I say water? Wow. That is our ambitions. We are praying that our desires, God's desires, become our desires. Glory to God. Amen. And the beautiful thing about the gospel is this. The gospel is not a behavioral modification program. This is not a rehab. The church is not a rehab center. Do people change and become better? Absolutely. But the gospel is the announcement that the Son of God has come to make the sons of men the sons of God. Hallelujah. That the gospel has come to make us alive. That the gospel has come to, that we were dead in our sins and our trespasses, but now we are alive in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. That is what the gospel is. And that's why Jesus came announcing the gospel of the kingdom, the gospel that He has come to give us new life in Christ Jesus. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. That is what the gospel is. That is what this. That is what we believe. That is what we teach. So all we share with people is, come and see what the Lord has done for me. I was dead. Now I'm alive in Christ Jesus. So people that are lost are not far from God in the sense that, in sense of kilometers per se. There are anyone that is far from God, or lost, or is not in God, is dead. The gospel, the parable of the prodigal son, the Bible tells us that when the father was announcing, go and prepare, you know, the fattened calf and throw a party for my son that was lost. He told the servants, he told his brother who was jealous. He said, don't you understand? Your brother was not just lost. He was dead. Hallelujah. Because separation from God is death. Are you with me, tribe? Separation from God is death. So the Lord, Paul tells, he was writing to Titus, and he said that Christ has come to give us new birth and new life. Hallelujah. He has come to give us new birth and new life. So many of us think it's not just, Do our behaviors change? Do we become kinder? Do we become better people? Absolutely. But that is the fruit of our life. That is not what the gospel has come to do. You understand? Your therapist can make you a better person. Well, it depends on your therapist. Yeah. The kind of therapist. Abby? Because some people go in and... Anyway. Glory to God. So which now leads us to this place. Now, let us open to 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Have we greeted the person beside you? 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. It says, therefore, if any man is in Christ, glory to God. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We pray that your word this morning will be spoken boldly, with authority, with power, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because people will leave here changed, transformed by your love, by your light. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Anytime someone is telling me they are reading the book of Ecclesiastes, I'm always very cautious. I want to tell them that, listen, don't read the book of Ecclesiastes like you have to read it with a certain mindset, because you see there's a clear distinction between the book of Proverbs and the book of Ecclesiastes. Proverbs was written by a man that was following God. Are you with me? Ecclesiastes was written by a man who had departed from God. And that book was him documenting life outside God. Are you with me? So he was basically telling you that life is meaningless outside God. So when you read the book of Ecclesiastes, not everything you should go and run with. It's more like a cautionary book. Are you with me? Because how will the richest man, the wisest man, he married 700 women, and these were royal women. So just imagine what vendors were making every weekend. Every tent was full. Every camera guy was booked. Every, like, vendors, like the wedding industry in Solomon's time. Billions. But this man, he had everything. He had all the sex he could want, all the money he could want in life. He had everything. And his conclusion was that life is meaningless. Then there was something he said again. He said that there is nothing new under the sun. And I used to quote that thing. And because it is somewhat true that there is nothing new under the sun. In the sense that things that just recycle, do you understand? Like, it's just people want the same things, money, power, sex, in new ways. So we invent, you know, newer ways to do it. So in some ways, there's nothing new under the sun, but it is not necessarily true. Because years later, the Lord spoke to prophet Isaiah, and he says, behold, I do a new thing. Can you not perceive it? Will you listen to a depressed man or someone that is speaking on behalf of the Lord? He said, there's nothing new under the sun. And many of us have carried on with our lives as if there's nothing that will ever happen to us again. Like there was nothing new in our life. Last week, I was talking about how many of us are still caught up in our high school glory days. Because you're a prefect, you're a labor prefect, and everybody used to respect you when you used to enter the dining hall. Now, you're still on the WhatsApp group. You're still trying to... I'm sorry, we're labor prefect. It's not you. But so many of us are still caught up in those days. Those days. During some of us, our parents, they had it best when military people were in power. So it's those days, things. Do you understand? But it was not like that for every Nigerian. When dollar was 1 naira, like, oh, those days. You know, like those days, you know, come on. God is doing a new thing. Hallelujah. Can you not perceive it? Let me tell you something, tribe. In every generation, God is moving. In every generation, God is moving. You either respond to it or you will betray it. You will either respond to the move of God, neglect it, or betray it. And I'm telling you this morning that God is doing a new thing in our generation. God is raising sons and daughters that we may not see, that don't have a platform, but they are part of the move of God. They are working with God. They are doing things to redeem the earth and calling lost sons back to Him, because that is our ministry. We have received the ministry of reconciliation. We are ambassadors of the kingdom of God to call the lost back to the Father, to reconcile lost sons back to the Father. Are you with me, tribe? Amen. So the Lord is moving in our generation. Do not get left behind. Don't get left out. Respond to the move of God. And that is our theme for the year. Our theme for 2022 is what? The year of the move of God. It is the year of movement. And I said that we are not waiting for the move of God. We are the move of God. Because God is already moving. We are not praying, Lord, move. God is moving. So your prayer is, Lord, open my eyes to see what you're doing and how I can be a part of it. Amen. So rather than just, you know, rant on Twitter, thread after thread, just say, Lord, how can I be your move here? How can I redeem part of the ones redeeming the nation? How can I be part of the people redeeming culture? How can I be part of the ones that are calling the lost sons back to the Father? Because that is our ministry, every one of us. So it's not just the pastor that is a minister. Hallelujah. Tap your neighbor and say, you are a minister. Turn to the other person you ignored and say, you are a minister. You are not, some of you are not talking. Turn to the, if there's no one beside you, turn to the person behind you. And one more time, say you are a minister. Amen. Hallelujah. Every one of us, God has called us for the work of ministry. So now that's where we come in. And that's where this series comes in. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, if who is in Christ? Anyone. Tell the person beside you that he's speaking to you. Tell the person you ignored that he's speaking to you. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. You are not refurbished. You are not renovated. Are you with me? You are a new creation. New creation. So this is not like, you know how, I will just say it. You know how sometimes some government officials just paint certain things, you understand? They commission boreholes, they commission taps, they commission, and just put ribbons around it, and there's this, and they snap, and it's, anyway. I'm sorry if you're an official here, but I'm just, but you know how human beings do it. Like, we will just paint the thing. Do you understand? One of my guys was telling me about how he bought a phone in one of these hawkers. Who has bought iPhone on the road before? Why would you buy an iPhone on the road? So still, my brother, he went and... this was not on the road, though. Then he went to Computer Village and... He still rode by... What am I telling you? Sorry. He bought his phone. He said, Jesse, the phone worked. I saw it. He said it worked. I saw it work. When he went home, who can guess what was inside? Ebba. I'm not joking. Ebba. He said, I saw it work. And there's no way you can find that guy, because... And who buys iPhone for 10K? Do you understand? And I don't say it's UK use, London use, they walk. Hallelujah. So you are not made of Eba. Glory to God. There is new wine inside of you. Hallelujah. There is new wine inside of you. The Lord was speaking to his disciples in Matthew 9. He said that who puts new wine in old wineskin? Who does that? Because the old wineskin will burst and nothing remains. So he needs something, a container that will be able to carry what is new. Hallelujah. So to give you, because what was prophesied in Ezekiel 37 was, I will give these people a new heart and a new spirit. Are you with me? So to house that new heart and to house that new spirit, God had to create you anew. That is why you are born again. Amen. I wanted to use metrics analogy, but there's so much Gen Z here. I don't know if you guys will get. How many of you have seen The Matrix? You see, it's only millennials that have seen. No, can I use it? Is there? No, they want it to go over their heads. Anyway, so in the movie Matrix, right? They used a lot of Christian theology to inspire the writing. So you can see that when Neo was still Mr. Anderson, he was sensing that there was something wrong with his world, right? So he had our experience of following the white rabbit, and then he found Trinity and Morpheus found him, and then he was led, you know, to the point where he was literally born again. If you watch it, it's as if he was being birthed. He's literally coming out of, what's it called? Is it embryotic or embiotic? Embryotic fluid. Like, that's what it looked like. Because they tried to mirror, you know, like he was having a new experience. And he had to learn to walk again. And you know that famous scene, I know Kung Fu. Oh, Jesus. Anyway, see, you're a new creation. Hallelujah. You have been born again. Amen. You have been born again in Christ Jesus. What I'm saying is, now that you are new in Christ, the Lord has given you new desires, new ambitions. Glory to God. And he's doing new things. So Isaiah prophesied, he said, the Lord is doing new things. Can you not perceive it? John, in the book of Revelations 21:5, the Lord was seated on the throne and he says, behold, I make all things new. So I taught you last week about the concept of already but not yet. So it is that we are in the kingdom, but there is a future time where we'll experience the glory of the kingdom. Are you with me? That we have the promises of God and we will walk in them. But until we trade these bodies and we are given a new body, new glorious body, then we will enter into the fullness of all that God has called us to. Are you with me? So you are seated in Christ Jesus in heavenly places. Right now, you are positioned with Christ Jesus, but we are still here. Are you with me? So there's a future time where the Lord is saying, I will make all things new. Even Isaiah prophesied it and said that he's going to make a new heavens and a new earth. And John sees this. He sees the new heavens. He sees a new earth. And he says that he noticed that in the city of Jerusalem, he noticed that there is no temple. Because God no longer, you don't need to go to the temple to worship. Hallelujah. God is in each and every one of us. Hallelujah. So there's something in the future that is in the now as well. There's something in eternity that is in the now as well. So we, you and I, are called to walk in that newness. Hallelujah. Behold, I do a new thing. Can you not perceive it? Can you not see that God is doing something? Can you not see that God is doing a new move in your life? So God is doing something in our families. We must respond to the word of God. Many a sister was just sharing with us this morning, and she was sharing how a part of our family is polygamous, but all growing up, she thought that they were all siblings, not knowing that this person was her step aunt, this person was her. And she said that's what she thought the world, like every family was like. But there was a training they had. Hallelujah. And that's where we now go to in Romans 12:1. Paul says, do not conform to this world, but be what? Transformed by the renewal of your mind. Do you know what form means? It means to shape. So conform means to take shape of that thing. Paul is saying, do not take the shape of the world. Hallelujah. Do not take the shape of the world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Transform means to change shape. So conform means to take the shape of something. To transform means to what? Change shape. And that's why, you know, the creative thing, we use this picture of the butterfly, because it kind of encapsulates and explains what this new creation is, but it's on a low level. Because this was a what before? A caterpillar. It goes into a cocoon and it breaks forth and comes out as a what? As a new creation. So we are not called to take the shape of the caterpillar. We are not called to take the shape of the cocoon. Are you with me? So do not take the ideologies, the culture, the systems of the world. Rather, renew your mind. How many times? Daily. Amen. Daily, daily, be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Daily, you wake up, you take the mind of Christ. You take the mind of Christ, and we now are changed into the image of the Son. We are transformed into the image of the Son. Hallelujah. Now, we now become, we are not conformers. We become, you know, transformed. I do not want to say transformers. We become transformers. Hallelujah. But I believe that the Lord is calling us to also shape the earth. He's calling us to shape the earth because from Genesis, God created order. Last week, I told you that when the Lord created, every time he created, he saw that it was good. But on the sixth day when he created man, he saw God. Are you with me? But man fell and creation fell into chaos. But God had a plan from eternity. Hallelujah. So he has called us to turn chaos in creation to sort of like a cosmic renewal. Hallelujah. So as God is creating new heavens and new earth, he's creating a new community. You and I, the person beside you, you can come in, ma. You're welcome. Just look forward. Don't make her shy. Come in. Just look forward. Don't make her shy. The Lord has created a community, hallelujah, to enter into this new heaven and earth. But while we are here, he has called us to terraform the earth. Hallelujah. And terra is what? Earth, right? And form, I'm telling you, is like to shape something. So he has called us to shape culture, to shape society. Behold, I do a new thing. Can you not perceive it? God wants to redeem families. God wants to redeem the systems of the world. And it is us he wants to use to terraform this, to shape this. Glory to God. Behold, I do a new thing. So if you're a business person, an entrepreneur, you are partnering with God to be his new move on earth. Are you with me? You are partnering with God to release people from poverty. If you are a fashion entrepreneur, you are partnering with God to make people see them in their glory and splendor. Hallelujah. Are you with me, tribe? If you are a creative, you are called to turn chaos into order. And when people see it, they are in awe, they are marveled by what you've created. And their response is, you know, a form of worship. Tribe, are you with me? Are you tracking with me? I've not lost anyone, yes? So we have new birth. We've been given a new mind that we are called to renew daily. Called to renew daily. That we are not called to conform. Do you know what it means to, like, you are bending to the world. You are taking the shape of the world. You are malleable and the world is hitting you to take its shape. But you are born to be free. Hallelujah. We are to take the mind of Christ, and we are to extend what we have now and to renew culture, to renew society, and to renew the earth. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Behold the new. Behold the new. Behold the new. Behold the new. Now, what is the Lord doing for us at the tribe? Throughout the past 4 months, the Lord has been leading us in a place of prayer. The Lord has been leading us to intercede for people. Hallelujah. And there's been so much testimonies. Many people keep returning with testimonies. But God is not done yet. Amen. God is not done yet. Tap the person beside you and say, God is not done yet. You know the next. Turn to the person you ignored and say, God is not done yet. God is not done yet. We must still intercede. We must still ask the Lord for more. We must still, knowing that God, in fact, let me rephrase that. We are not asking for more. We are preparing for more. Are you with me, tribe? We are preparing for more. So God is always seeking to do abundantly, infinitely more than we might ask, think, or even imagine. So our posture should always be this receptive posture of receiving from the Lord. Are you with me? So it's not, Lord, send more. It is more. It is, Lord, thank you for the more. So in our journey to receiving more, some of you need to, this morning as just coming out, the Lord just said, clear your shoe wardrobe. I don't have much. So if you're size 45, meet me after this. I may have some shoes for you. May. But I just feel like, some of us need to get rid of things. Like some things in your mind, right? There are things taking up space. There are things taking up space. And you're thinking it's valuable. But the Lord wants to give you more. Are you with me? The Lord wants to give you more. But you're holding on to this old shoe, old relationship, old mindset, old way of thinking, old culture and traditions. And the Lord is saying, can you make room for me? Can you make room for me? Because Paul tells us that forget the former things. Hallelujah. Behold the new. Forget the former things. So there's a way we used to think that we need to let go of. So like I'm saying, the Lord is doing a new thing at the tribe. What are some of the things we need to let go of? What are some of the things we need to let go of as a community? What are some of the things we need to let go of individually? And we'll be asking the Spirit to reveal to us. Are you with me? Because God is saying, make room for me. Stop holding on to things, to people, to relationships, to certain things. If you are to experience the new, you must make room for God. Hallelujah, tribe. Are you being blessed? If you are to experience the new, you must make room in the now. So clear the closets of your mind. Forget the former things. Hallelujah. Because God is not, he's not waiting for you to pray for more. He wants you to prepare for more. Glory to God. So it could also mean that you are hanging on to fear from your childhood, fear from your past. But the Lord has not given us the spirit of fear. Hallelujah. He has not given us timidity. He has given us what? Sound mind. He has given us the spirit of self-control. He has given us a new spirit. He has given us the spirit of sonship. And the sons of God, the earth is waiting for them. The earth is waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. Abuja is waiting for us. Hallelujah. Nigeria is waiting for us. And like I tell you, anytime we pray for Nigeria, we're not just praying for the geopolitical region. We're praying for what? Nigerians. Hallelujah. So many of you in this season, the Lord will call you to start things, businesses, ministries, and we have to respond in obedience. Because it's not necessarily about you. It's about what God wants to do through you. And what does he want to do through you? New things. Amen. New things. New things. In our conference is coming up on the 3rd to 5th of June. Hallelujah. And it has been tagged. It has been tagged Awe and Wonder, inspired by Acts 2:43. Now, traditionally, after Jesus resurrected, the disciples, they met with Jesus for a couple of days, and Jesus said to them, stay, tarry, remain in Jerusalem, and then you will be clothed in power. That is the end of chapter of Luke 24, or at the beginning of Acts. He's saying that, but you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, and to where? And to the ends of the earth. So the Bible tells us in Acts 1 that all the disciples, about 120 of them, that including Jesus' mother, Mary Magdalene, and some other women, that they were gathered in the upper room, and they were united in prayer. They were in one accord in prayer, and they were waiting for the promise. Hallelujah. They were waiting for the promise of the Holy Spirit. They were waiting for the new wine, because the Lord has said through Prophet Joel that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and sons and daughters will prophesy. On Friday, we were praying in the night, and I was telling tribeswomen that I believe that God is raising every one of you to become apostles, prophets, teachers, pastors. Hallelujah. Are you with me? That the Lord is giving you a voice. If you can die for the gospel, if a Christian is called to live and die for the gospel, women, listen to me. You're called to speak about your Savior as well. Are you with me? Are you with me? Amen. So in this generation, you must rise in obedience and respond to the Holy Spirit and to Jesus. Continuing what I was saying now, they were praying. And the Bible tells us in Acts 3 that on the day of Pentecost, as they were gathered in the upper room, that there was a wind in the upper room. And what? Tongues of fire fell on them. And they started to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them ability. Now, for Tribe Fest, we are praying that the Holy Spirit will come in such power and might. We are praying that people will come, be blessed, be sent by God, will experience a newness in their life, that we will see people experience Jesus, that people will be healed of brokenness, of illnesses and sickness and diseases. Hallelujah. That addictions will be broken. Glory to God. That people will come and meet Jesus, but that there will be a mighty move of the Spirit. That there will be a mighty move of the Spirit. Where am I heading to? I want us to spend the month of May in prayer. And three things, we'll be praying about three things. Number one, we'll be praying about unity. Everyone say unity. Number two, we're saying Holy Spirit, come. Hallelujah. Number one, unity. Number two, Holy Spirit, come. And number three, we'll be praying that the Spirit of God will commission us. So in Acts 13, the Bible says that the church in Antioch, there were many prophets and teachers, including Paul, and what? Barnabas. And the Holy Spirit, while they were praying and fasting, the Holy Spirit says, set apart. Everyone say, set apart. The Holy Spirit says, set apart for me, Paul and Barnabas, for the work to which I am calling them to. So I believe that the Lord was going to set apart many of us and call us into specific things. Hallelujah. No longer will you be asking, what is my purpose in life? You will know your purpose, and I'm praying that as many come and gather at Tribe Fest, that they will experience this mighty move of the Spirit. Amen. Is he up? So we found a platform. We want to do a 24-hour, 7-day prayer marathon, and I want everybody in this room to sign up. If you go to thetribe.xyz/upper room, we have created like a virtual room will find a way. Were you saying something? Is it good? Aha. See, please clap for creative, amazing people. So, okay, sorry, it's upperroom.thetribe.xyz. Great. So if you go to this link, right, you will see that we've created for 31 days. You can pick an hour and sign up. Are you with me? Just book a slot. Like sign up, put your name, book a slot, and it will send you an email to remind you of when to pray. We want uninterrupted prayer, and we're praying for these three things. Number one, what? Unity. Number two, Holy Spirit come. Number three, what? For the Spirit of us to come. Or let's just say to set us apart, right? That's those three things. So I want, you can book as multiple hours as you can, but I want that everybody in tribe respond to this. Speaking about prayer as well, because this month, you know, is a praying month. Hallelujah. This month is a praying month. Because for me, I've seen after Tribe Fest, and it's a success. So I'm not even praying, God, give us money. Me, I've been praying, God, thank you. So I want us to partake of this, right? So when you sign up, another thing, I want us to join our 6 a.m. prayer. So I've been praying 6, and we've changed from, we've removed this evening prayers, and we're praying 6 to 7 every weekday now. Are you with me? We're praying 6 to 7 a.m. Please wake up and join it. I want to see more of you at this prayer session. Hallelujah. That's pray forward 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Book a time slot and join the upper room prayers. Number three, we are praying every Friday from 11:01 p.m. to midnight. So minutes to midnight every Friday. And on the last Friday in the month of May, we're organizing a fast and a prayer stretch. So this month is packed. Hallelujah. Can I get who is down? Let's do this together. Please raise your hands in faith. Amen. Okay. See, if it's only Eva that raises her hand, we're enough. And she has no choice but to raise her hand. Amen. But if one person is in agreement in faith in God, we are good. Hallelujah. So I want us to please partake of this. And we are trusting that we will be part of the new move of God. Hallelujah. We are part of the new move of God, that through our lives, through our worship, through our giving, through our generosity, through all that the Lord has called us to do, through prayer, we will see that God is doing a new thing in us and through us, in Jesus' name. Amen. Can you just bless God? Just pray. If you pray in tongues, I want you to pray in tongues. Just bless the Lord. 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 And your prayer this morning should be, Lord, open my eyes. Let me see the new. Let me see the new. Let me see what you're doing. Let me be a part of it. Because it says, behold the new. Behold the new. Behold the new. The NLT says, look. Because behold, but behold, you know, sounds genge. It says, look the new. Behold the new. So say, Lord, open my eyes. Let me see the new. Let me see what you're doing. How I can be a part of it. How I can be a part of the story you're telling. This is the year of the move of God, and I am the move of God. Say, Lord, open my eyes. Let me see the new. Let me see the new. Forget the former things. Make room for God. Make room for God. The Lord has cleansed all your guilt and shame. Gone. Gone. You are a new creation. You are a new man in Christ Jesus. You have new passions, new ambitions. You have a new life in Christ. Say, Lord, open my eyes. Let me see the new.
Let me see the new. Come on, just open your mouth and pray. In this month of May, I just pray that you just see the way God sees. I just pray that you see the way God sees. That you see the new, that He's doing a new thing. That He's doing a new thing. That He's doing a new thing.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you were blessed by the message. To listen to more, consider subscribing, sharing, and rating the podcast. We love you.